Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to Bears Training Camp Report on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. After the Bears conducted their eighth practice since arriving here in Bourbonnais, defensive coordinator Vic Fangio said that he's pleased with the progress the players are making.
It's going fine, you know, about like I thought it would. The only thing we've installed in camp so far is everything that we did in the offseason. So we're getting guys more reps at it at this full-speed tempo, and overall it's been pretty good.
One of Fangio's primary goals here in training camp is finding defensive linemen who are going to set themselves apart in a wide-open competition for starting jobs.
Well, we need to find our D-line. You know, coaches don't pick the team. The players do. Somebody's got to step out and be an obvious pick as to who's the starters, who makes the team. And right now we got one really good player in Jay Ratliff, and the other guys are fighting for that second, third, fourth, fifth, and potentially sixth spot. And there's a good fight going on right now.
In injury news, running back Kadeem Carey missed Friday's practice with a shoulder injury. Offensive lineman Michael Ola was out with a strained knee. Tackle Teo Fabaluje was sidelined with asthma issues. And left tackle Jermon Bushrod was given the day off. Bears coach John Fox is looking forward to Saturday's Family Fest practice at Soldier Field. The workout, which will include live tackling, will help players prepare for next Thursday night's preseason game against the Miami Dolphins.
Be kind of a, you know, just a snack of what they're going to experience, you know, next Thursday night, as far as play time, as far as, you know, the definitely live. So other than that, just, you know, how they respond to the game condition, even though it's 12, you know, just 12 plays, so it's a little taste and experience for them to feel that before we start games against opponents.
Thanks for watching Training Camp Report, and stick with ChicagoBears.com for complete Bears coverage.